The 20th Culture Night will take place across the country later today. The annual celebration of the arts and creativity takes place in hundreds of venues around the country. More than 1,700 events are on offer in this year's programme, and admission to all Culture Night events is free of charge. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is in Kilkenny this afternoon. Evelyn, what's happening there?
Well, Kilkenny started buzzing really this morning as I came down to the parade here, the beautiful area around the castle. I encountered some poets who were standing there ready to go, and they've actually issued a broadsheet. So you can get a little newspaper filled with poems, Rachel. You'd love that. And that was the start of it, really. And then we made our way down right along the River Nore. There's a beautiful art exhibition happening in the tea houses. And then we crossed over to Barnstorm, which, of course, is the place that causes all the chaos for young people with its wonderful theatre company there. And I encountered some puppets. So that just gives you a flavour of the kind of activities I was up to in Kilkenny today. But of course, what's happened in Kilkenny is have reflected right across the country too. So I just got talking as well to Anna Sullivan. Anna is the director of the Butler Gallery, one of the really well-known, really highly regarded art spaces here in Kilkenny. She talked to me a little bit about what they're offering, for example, later on in her gallery.
Well, we've kind of got multi-dimensional works. We have, at the core is our exhibition Cities of the World, featuring work by a very well-renowned Irish artist, Cathy Prendergast, and Chris Leach from Manchester. And that there are learning and public engagement events coming out of that, a map-making children's workshop with Tom Duffy. And we have...
The children will get their hands dirty making maps?
They certainly will. And the exhibition is just such a great touchstone for them, so they'll have inspiration by those artists.
Anna O'Sullivan there. She's director of the Butler Gallery, Evelyn. Now, this is also a huge night for the many arts officers all over the country. They're the driving force often behind the organisation of these events. What have they been telling you in Kilkenny?
Well, they've been telling me how it's a busy year, you know, all around as they build up to this. I was talking to Mary Butler, who's the arts officer here in Kilkenny, but she was saying, look, people start approaching us in the springtime, starting making their plans for this one night in September. So you submit your idea, maybe get a little bit of funding, work over and back, develop the idea with them, and then you get, hopefully you get the okay, you get all your plans sorted, and then the programme is published and away you go. So really this is the culmination of months of work for arts officers around the country. And Mary explained to me a little more in detail about the kind of behind-the-scenes work that goes on to make all this come together.
This is a really important night for Kilkenny and for all arts offices across the whole country and all local authorities. This is an opportunity for the people that we support throughout the year to really, really showcase what they do. And what I love about Culture Night is it's ground up. We don't go out saying this is what we want to happen on Culture Night. We put call outs. People come to us with their ideas, their events, their excitement, and they produce and showcase what they do across the year. And the fact that everything is free, it's such a brilliant opportunity for people to come out and to try something new. You know, wander the city, take in as much as you can. And if you enjoy, go back again and again. That's really what we want to see happening.
Finally then, what is the invitation to people listening right across the country?
The invitation is to take the opportunity for the one night during the year where all the individuals and organisations who get involved put in that extra bit of effort. They are showcasing, they're putting on events especially for you and for your families. It's also for them, of course, it's an opportunity for the artists to show what they do and for the organisations, but a huge extra effort goes into it. Like, this doesn't happen every Friday night. This is a special night, you know, where we put in extra effort. And like I said, I think that invitation and the fact that it's free is really, really important. You know, there are no barriers if we can help it at all.
Mary Butler there, who's arts officer with Kilkenny County Council. She was talking to our arts correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke, and thanks to Evelyn for that.